While voters and the media are preoccupied with presidential politics, there is something going on in our state that is happening right under our noses that more people need to pay attention to. That is the reality of redistricting. Because of the census every 10 years, all population-based government districts at the city, county, state, and congressional level need to be redrawn. How is this going to impact us? Well, in reference to the Florida legislature, all 120 House seats and all 40 Senate seats need to be redone. It's been suggested that by the third week of the 2012 legislative session, as many as 20% of the legislators will discover that the districts in which they live are no longer the districts that they are representing. That will create a big traumatic experience on top of a bad budget and the policy issues that need to be dealt with for job creation and economic recovery. What can we do about this? Well, let's expect the unexpected. Candidates may be running against each other that we never would have dreamed would be challenging each other. Let's encourage the electeds to focus on the task at hand. There are important problems to be dealt with, and they shouldn't get totally caught up in redistricting. And finally, if you know someone that would be a good elected official, this might very well be a perfect time for them to consider entering the process. That's what democracy is all about.